the grammar school in Rye had been, as a school, evacuated to Bedford, because at that point, this was in 1940, it was thought that there was a danger of invasion. So that meant going away from home, age 11. As far as I can recall, I don't remember feeling absolutely terrified or worried about it. I suppose it was because I would be going with people that I knew. So one day in September 1943, we were taken by train, and when we got to Bedford, we were met by, well, the headmaster was there welcoming us, and we'd already been allocated places that we were going to be staying. And I was billeted with a person who was a Methodist, which was good. She, sadly, was a widow. Her husband had died very prematurely, and she took in myself and another girl, an older girl. And because she was a Methodist and her late husband had been a local preacher, I think most of her friends were local preachers. So I went Sunday mornings to church, Sunday afternoons to Sunday school, Sunday evenings to church. She was extremely kind, and if she was going anywhere, visit any friends, she would always take us. We used to go and stay one night in eight with her friend who was pregnant, because the friend's husband was doing ARP duty, so to sort of keep her company. And this friend of hers was also a local preacher. And one of the things I remember about her, she preached a sermon about Ruth. Isn't it strange? You know, the things one remembers, and I'm finding this. The school, the pupil numbers in the school were 130 from 11 to 18, you know. So we fitted quite well into one of these large double-fronted houses, but we had to go to other schools, you know, for science subjects, woodwork and domestic science, as it was called in those days. In December of 1944, we climbed onto a train, which took us directly from Bedford to Rye. So I had 15 months away from home.